Well, Roberto, obviously the big talking point is the late goals and the failure, if you like, to see games through. Now that sort of 24, 48 hours have settled on it, have you sort of done some more thinking and plotting about how to get out of that cycle, really?
Well, there isn't just a point that you can reference to and say, oh, this is it. But there's certainly a number of aspects that, you know, you look at it and you think, well, doing certain things better during the game, because for 85 minutes we do very well, and we focus a lot on those last 5 minutes. So certainly referring to the game on Tuesday night, you know, we need to have a killer instinct. Simple as that. You know, you go 1-0 ahead, you have opportunity to score the second goal, and if you score the second goal, you might even score the third goal, and the game is over. You know, you don't need to get to the last few minutes of the game and get under pressure or be nervous about it. So certainly that's an aspect. We need to score certainly more goals, you know, with the opportunity and the chance that we create. You know, our defensive record, you know, it's actually not bad at all. You know, we're the seventh best defense in the league, and we're certainly improving on that as well. So certainly we need to make more out of the opportunities that we create, be more clinical, and kill those games off without getting to those last minutes.
It must be incredibly frustrating, because if buts and maybes, you'd have been right up there at the moment.
It is very frustrating. Very frustrating, also disappointing, but we feel that we are improving. We feel that we still have room, a lot of room to improvement, and it's a team that, you know, really after the international week has come together. So the last five games, and we are unbeaten in the last five games, and we could have, and we probably should have won some of those games as well. So very frustrated, very disappointed, but we do, we do a lot of good things. You know, the high percentage of the good things that we do is ruined by little mistakes or individual error or maybe attention or focus, you know, a number of things. But we have to extend it to 95 minutes.
Mm-hmm. And have you had contact from the owners? Or, you know, I can see what you're doing. I can see the good things as well as the frustration. You've got my time. You've got my patience.
Yeah, he's been always very supportive. Spoke to him after the game, and obviously we all, you know, frustrated. We all feel the same. You know, the players first, the management team first, and everybody else involved and engaged with Aston Villa for sure. But we all want the best, and we're working hard to turn it into wins, these draws.
The team selections about the last two or three games, you've kind of either had to or tried to change your formations and this, that and the other. How much of that is dealing with the day-to-day, i.e. he's not available, injured, or is this still a little bit of you finding your way with what is a new-look squad?
Well, in many games we've been forced to make changes because of injuries that we picked up maybe half-time or after that, and we've been a bit of forced also a little bit by the way the game was going, but certainly we had a very good second half against Newcastle, and we started off again in a similar style at Barnsley. So we had, or we have, almost everybody available now, you know, apart from Richie Delle, obviously long-term injury, and Libor Kosak, and obviously Bakuna will be suspended, but everybody else is available, so that certainly gives you a bit more consistency in making choices.
Are you a fan of a first 11, if you like, game in, game out? That's the 11 I would put out.
Yes, to some extent I am, yes, certainly, because it helps the player also to know each other better and to know the movements and so the automatism within the system, absolutely. But also when you play three games in a week, I think it's also wise to utilize the squad, and that's what we've done as well.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking ahead to the Preston game, no such thing as an easy game, and they've proved with some of their results and their performances as well that, again, like Barnsley and like everybody else you play, they're going to pay you a little bit of respect, but not much else.
Yeah, for example, Barnsley always plays 4-4-2, and against us they played 4-4-5-1, didn't they? So they changed it. And we'll have to expect the same against Preston. You know, it's they're going to raise their game against us, and it's difficult to win away from home. And Preston will be very strong on set plays and obviously long balls into the box. So we have to defend those well, and also then the second ball too.
It's a good point you make. You know, if you are going to concede a late goal, the way to not worry about that is to score more goals. But that isn't always going to be the case. What do you do with them on the training ground, Roberto, after the other night when you see a goal that's so poor to give away? What do you do, or is it something you put down to an individual decision on the pitch?
Well, no, we obviously we talk about these things, of course, because we want to improve as a team and as a group. And it's important that we realise that we need to improve. So you go through it, you analyse it, and you work on the pitch as well. But not only just on the negative side of it, you know, because as I said, you know, for 85 minutes in many games we do the right thing. So we have to realise that we just need to play for 95 minutes like we play, and then the result will be the one we're looking for.
But that, you know, there are going to be times, though, when you're going to be 1-0 going into the 90th minute. We saw Newcastle the other night, 2-1 down going into stoppage time and winning the game. So how do you, you know, how do you overcome that? How do you get them into a psyche where they're going to, at all times, defend that lead to all costs?
Well, we've overturned some deficit, you know, against Forest. We're 1-0 down, overturned it, and but they managed to win the game against Newcastle. I think we were probably the closest team to win the game in stoppage time. We went very, very close. But it's not quite happened for us. But you can see that the team is working towards it. The team is believing towards that. The team is confident that we can achieve it. And you keep doing it. You keep knocking on the door, and the door will open.
We've seen over this season already more positive things than we saw in the whole of last season at Villa Park. So you're right, it's heading the right way, but you don't need anybody to tell you you're in a results business.
Oh, we are, yes, absolutely, we know. But, you know, we're 7 points behind sixth place, and I believe that this team will be in the top six at the end of the season. That's the confidence that I have, that the team has, will be there. Who knows where, but we'll be in the top six.
Injuries to worry about, anybody in or out? Any other injuries to worry about?
No, obviously Richard Dillette, Kozak won't be available, and Bakuna is suspended, and all the other boys are ready to go.